and Digital Outdoor.
Breaking news this hour from townhall.com. I'm Rich Thomason. The latest on the loss of a major East Coast transportation link. A huge stretch of the Francis Scott Key Bridge in Baltimore collapsed early today. The support pier hit by a huge container ship. The bridge carried I-695 over the Patapsco River, a major global shipping hub at the port of Baltimore. Maryland Governor Wes Moore says that so far there is no evidence of foul play.
We are still investigating what happened, but we are quickly gathering details. The preliminary investigation points to an accident. We haven't seen any credible evidence of a terrorist attack.
The governor says the ship issued a mayday call after losing power prior to the crash, allowing authorities to limit traffic on the span before it went down. Search and rescue crews have so far rescued two people. One was not injured. The other is hospitalized in serious condition. There are indications the two may have been part of a construction crew that was on the bridge at the time of the collapse, and that was around 1:30 this morning. Supreme Court justices will soon be deciding a case focusing on access to the abortion pill mifepristone.
In Tuesday morning's oral arguments, pro-life advocates will ask the Supreme Court to uphold two lower courts that said the Food and Drug Administration acted unlawfully when it removed safeguards for the abortion pill. Alliance Defending Freedom, which is representing the challengers, will argue that the FDA has endangered women's health.
That's White House correspondent Greg Clugston. A Russian court has ordered American journalist Evan Gerskovich to remain jailed at least through the end of June. Gerskovich, his employer, and the U.S. government insist the spy allegations lodged against the reporter are unfounded, and they are demanding his immediate release by Russia. Watching Wall Street, the Dow is up 108 points, the Nasdaq 34 points higher. More on these stories at townhall.com.
Wesley Financial Group is not a law firm.
Are you a victim of the timeshare trap and think there's no way out? I'm Chuck McDowell, founder of Wesley Financial Group, the original timeshare cancellation expert. And I'm here to tell you that there is a way out. We've helped over 30,000 families out of financial hardship by getting them out of bad timeshares. If your timeshare agreement goes on forever, if you were told timeshares are a great investment, or your maintenance fees will never go up, you have questions, we have the answers. At Wesley Financial Group, we're dedicated to helping timeshare owners get out of their financial nightmare. All you need to do is give my office a call. I will send you a timeshare exit information kit absolutely free, explaining how the timeshare industry works and your options for cancellation.
Call now for your free timeshare exit information kit. 800-256-5533. That's 800-256-5533. 800-256-5533.
This KMZQ News Flash, powered by Palm Mortuaries and Cemeteries. Stay active, be healthy, they'd rather wait. We're just frankly really tired of sweeping people off the streets here in Las Vegas. That's Clark County Sheriff Kevin McMahill expressing his frustration with the dramatic increase in traffic-related deaths so far this year. As of this week, there have been 45 traffic-related deaths in Metro's jurisdiction. That's compared to 27 at the same time last year. McMahill says more police resources have been focused on traffic violations that lead to crashes, resulting in a 200% increase in tickets being given out. There has not been a decrease in the number of fatal accidents. The sheriff says the penalties for drunk drivers who cause death need to be made stiffer. And he's once again asking for red light cameras, suggesting they be put in at Las Vegas' 20 most deadly intersections. Southwest Airlines thinking of adding red-eye flights to its schedule. When that happens, Harry Reid International Airport will be at the top of the list. Southwest CEO Ryan Green says when the late-night flights begin in a couple of years, lots to do between now and then, Las Vegas and Hawaii would be the first airports to get them. Southwest previously stayed away from late-night flights because its reservation system lacked the capacity to handle it. That's changed with a recent system upgrade. Green says once the late-night flights begin, Southwest could provide up to 50 flights a day. No definitive timeline for the flights to begin has been released, though. No big winner in last night's Powerball drawing, so tomorrow's jackpot, it should top $865 million. Since the last winner, January 1st, there have been 36 straight drawings without a big winner. Meanwhile, Mega Millions tonight, $1.1 billion. Take AM 670 with you wherever you go. Check out our website at 670kmzq.com. Click on that Listen Live button.
The question always comes up, where to take your vehicle for reliable and trustworthy service? Whether it's repair or just maintenance, I know just the place. Meineke Car Care. Meineke Car Care is your one-stop shop for total car care. They handle engines, brakes, oil, tires, and yeah, they do mufflers too. Each Meineke is independently owned and operated. That's why I trust them to handle the maintenance of my personal vehicle. Meineke prides itself on providing exceptional customer service. Go visit Meineke.com for a location near you and schedule your appointment today. Trust your key with Meineke, doing car care right.
KMCQ on time traffic. It's powered by Meineke Car Care Centers. Right now, you can get an oil change for only $39.95. Meineke, doing car care right.
That right in from the Northwest Valley is looking a lot better. U.S. 95 southbound at Jones was the scene of an earlier accident off to the right. Looks like they've got that all moved on and out of the travel lane. Southbound 95 at Jones all clear now. And even looking better at the Southern Beltway interchange, where a reported accident of 215 eastbound at I-15, where it meets up at the south end of the valley. We're not seeing any more slowing than usual through the area. So wherever that accident is, it's got to be out of the travel lanes. Northwest injury accident of the surface streets, Durango and Ann Road. If you like yesterday's weather, you'll like today just fine. It's going to look the same. Sunny skies and afternoon temperatures right around 70 degrees. It's 52 right now. We should have winds blowing back up around 20 miles per hour, though, too. I'm Mark Thomas with your on-time traffic and weather on AM 670 KMZQ.
The best way to get something done, if it holds near and dear to you, that you like to be able to... Anyway. America is a nation that can be defined in a single word. I was going to put him...
Check it out!
And Joan, Shingang, I'm going to pronounce her, Shanga...
Can I just say that of all the idiots... In all the idiot villages, in all the idiot worlds, you stand alone.
Number one, time is running out. Number two, time is running out. Number three, time is running out. Number four,
ladies and gentlemen, Kevin Wall.
Hour number three, live and local, coming up later in the hour, Kash Patel, the former chief of staff to the Department of Defense and a close confidant of Donald J. Trump. He is the author of Government Gangsters. That'll be coming up a little bit later on in the hour. Kash Patel joining us from Florida. Joining us now, this is not his first political rodeo. He has run for public office before. He is Eddie Hamilton. He is a candidate for the U.S. Senate, and he joins us now. Eddie, first of all, thanks for joining us. Good to have you on.
Yeah, good morning, Kevin. Thank you for being on your show again.
Well, I got to ask you, you have run for a number of public offices before. This is going to be a tough challenge for you, but I got to ask you, why this office, why now?
Okay, number one, you know, Nevada families are really suffering. You know, prices are just too damn high for everything, for all the families. And I'm running as a battle-born Nevada first candidate. I'm the only one who's got specific plans for Nevada families to undo inflation. And my plan is called Edinomics. Edinomics is the version of Maganomics in the state of Nevada. And we're going to bring back, I have a plan to bring back the $2 a gallon gas at the pump. And by drilling and fracking at the East Nevada counties of Eureka, Elko County, White Pine County, Northeast Nye County, we're going to make our own gasoline. We'll use the Alaska oil and gas model. And we'll get the oil out, and we'll get the gas out to reduce the prices of home heating gas for Nevada families. So I've got a specific plan, and it's not going to cost too much for the taxpayer, because as U.S. Senator, we can get the leases released for oil and gas exploration. President Trump calls it the liquid gold, and we've got that in Nevada. We've got to make our own gasoline. We've got refining capacity in Las Vegas and in Utah, and then we're going to make our own jet fuels for the Nellis Air Force Base and the Fallon Air Station up north. Now, this is a national security situation. So that's what I'm going to do. And all the other candidates only talk about the national politics. People are concerned about two things, high prices, I got to do inflation, and also the plan is called Edenomics. And on the ballot, my name will be listed as Hamilton Edenomics. So you can find that in the middle of the ballot. So the second issue is immigration. In the U.S. Senate, I'm going to help President Trump to restore his border policy, you know, finishing up on the wall and stopping catch and release, and then putting back together the remain in Mexico policy. And I'm the only candidate in Nevada and nationally who has a plan to put a temporary halt on legal immigration, a moratorium on legal immigration. We just got too many people here that got to be processed. We don't have enough bureaucracy to process everybody. Biden is going to bring in about 13 million illegals. Biden also is flying in about 500,000 people quietly, refugees. And then we've got 20 million people already here. So we can't afford more foreigners in America. And immigration is a privilege. It's not a right. So I'm proposing also to put a halt, a temporary halt, a moratorium on legal immigration. But, you know, business travelers, tourism, that's fine. No problem at all. And those who are on the pipeline, in the pipeline already for the citizenship naturalization may proceed. But we'll put a stop to legal immigration for a few years.
Eddie, I've got to ask you because people are going to say, man, some really cool ideas. I really like that. Edenomics sounds impressive. But what can one member of the 100-member Senate, what kind of a difference can one member, you know, be a part of?
You got to know the tricks. As you know, in the U.S. Senate, every year we go through that omnibus bill and minibus bill where every single vote is counted. So using the U.S. Senate power, one senator could impact the movement in the country. For example, like releasing the oil and gas leases to eastern Nevada counties, that doesn't take any hit on the federal budget. So a U.S. senator must be crafty enough, smart enough, to use his or her power to include that in the legislation. So that's how Edenomics is going to be implemented in Nevada. So you got to be Nevada first candidate. People are not interested in other issues like Ukraine or like, the Middle East. We got to take care of our own people here. And prices are just too damn high. And I have plans to bring it down. A $2 a gallon gas would be a big help for the families. And also housing. Senator can impact housing. For example, in China, in the last 5 years, they built 60 million apartments. Now, we can build in Nevada maybe less than 500,000, and it will take care of the housing issues. I'm not talking about big homes. I'm talking about IKEA-sized home, small homes, about 500 square feet, dormitory style, we can get the federal land release, and we got to reform zoning law and any barriers to the building of housing. So that's what one U.S. senator can do. You can release federal land through the omnibus and minibus, sometimes it's called. So that's what you can do to get the legislation by using the power of the United States Senate.
Eddie Hamilton running for U.S. Senate. I know there are going to be people ask why the Senate. There are a lot of In fact, there are state Senate and state assembly races where we don't have a Republican candidate at all across the state. Why run for one of the highest offices when it takes so much money? I mean, in the tens of millions of dollars to make a legitimate argument. Why the Senate?
Great questions, Kevin. I live in a Republican district, so there are no, I'm not going to challenge any other Republican. Governor Lombardo needs every single Republican to be returned to the legislature, because without his veto power, we can have really communism in the state of Nevada. So I'm not going to challenge any of my Republican incumbents. And regarding money, the only thing you have to do these days, if you run for the U.S. Senate, is to win the primary. Once you win the primary, you've got millions of dollars available through the Senate committee and PAC money. And so the key is winning the primary. And for me, to win the primary, I've got to focus on what I can do for Nevada families, like bringing $2 a gallon gas, making our own gasoline here in Nevada. We can do that, and we can use the Alaska oil and gas model, where the oil and gas will benefit the people. So that's what we can do, and a state government cannot do that because oil and gas is within the purview of the federal government. So that's what I can do. Prices are just too damn high. We got to bring it down. And with oil and gas, we can make fertilizer. Fertilizers can make food production better. And, you know, I am a manufacturing engineering executive. I know how to build factories. I know how to build up manufacturing plants. So, developing oil and gas is not a big deal. You just need to assemble the team and to get the government to release the leases.
Eddie, if people want to help your campaign, how do they do it?
Okay, my website is Hamilton for Nevada. Hamilton, the number 4, Nevada.com. Hamilton for Nevada.com. Or people can just Google, just type in on Google or Bing, elect Eddie Hamilton. And I got pretty good position in Google. The campaign website will show up right away there.
Eddie, always good to visit with you. Thank you, my friend. Best of luck, and we'll talk again soon.
Thank you, sir. Thank you very much.
There you go, Eddie Hamilton, candidate for the U.S. Senate. He's run for all kinds of offices before. He is now choosing one of the highest offices in the land, and that is U.S. Senator, one of 100. The oral arguments are continuing, and this is about the abortion pill. Justice Sonia Sotomayor is asking a question. Tell you what, let's do. Let's drop in on this and give you just a quick listen to what's going on.
What does that do to your probability? Which is, it's already infinitesimally small because there are thousands of hospitals in the country, 50 states, I don't know how many territories, thousands and thousands of places where pregnant women go who may be suffering from miscarriages or otherwise, to know or to even imagine how one doctor is going to ever actually see a patient that he or she is going to be forced to intervene on their behalf, but then add to it that this is illegal in these states.
So I think the best answer, Justice Sotomayor, is that past is prologue. In our declarations, we have three doctors who have treated harms from abortion drugs at least a dozen times.
This is Aaron Hawley, the Alliance for Defending Freedom Senior Counsel. Again, oral arguments on the abortion pill. This is live in our nation's capital.
Visits. We've had that happen with both Dr. Jester, where a woman went to New Mexico and returned to Texas, as well as Dr. Johnson, where a woman went to Illinois and returned to Indiana. Indeed, according to Guttmacher, 1 in 5 abortions take place out of state, in third states like New Mexico, like Illinois, the border states in which our doctors reside.
Ms. Hawley, can I take you back to the affidavits and some of Justice Kagan's questions? You were talking about Dr. Francis. And as I read her allegations, or her, as her affidavit reads, She said that her partner was forced to perform a DNC when there was a living fetus. And she said she performed a DNC on a woman who was suffering serious complications. But the fact that she performed a DNC does not necessarily mean that there was a living embryo or fetus, because you can have a DNC after, you know, a miscarriage. So if that's right, I mean, I think that the difficulty here is that, at least to me, these affidavits do read more like the conscience objection is strictly to actually participating in the abortion to end the life of the embryo or fetus.
Again, Justice Amy Coney Barrett, live at the U.S. Supreme Court.
Participated in that. So do you want to address that?
Sure. So first, Justice Barrett, I think Dr. Francis's combined with CMDA can be read for the broader conscience harm. Again, that's how the district court understood that. I'd point you to pages 7 and 8. That's how both the state panel and the Fifth Circuit understood respondents' conscience harms to extend beyond requiring that the ending of an unborn life. And with respect to even the more narrow conscience harm, to whether a doctor may need to end a life, we think there's still a substantial risk of that occurring. If you look at the numbers of the increase from 7 to 10 weeks in gestational age, that means that 3.1% of pregnancies will be ongoing, requiring a DNC. We know ROA 870, that 55% of those DNCs occur in the emergency room. This is a substantial number of women suffering abortion drug harm. Again, Guttmacher says 650,000 women took the drug in 2000.
But not all those DNCs will involve a pregnancy that would otherwise be viable, or an embryo or fetus that would otherwise be living, because you can have complications or excessive bleeding even after the abortion is complete in that respect, but there's pregnancy tissue remaining.
So with the 3.1, Your Honor, is ongoing pregnancy.
Is ongoing,
yes.
Pregnancy.
And FDA says at JA 542 that up to 7% will need surgeries to stop either bleeding or ongoing pregnancies or failures.
That's Aaron Hawley from the proponents in this particular case. The case, by the way, in case you want to look it up, FDA v. Alliance for Hippocratic Medicine, AHM. Stay where you are. By the way, Clay and Buck will have a lot more on this particular story coming up just after 9 o'clock, so stay where you are. Clay and Buck will have the very, very latest. Stay where you are. We got a lot to do. In fact, coming up, Kash Patel, close confidant of the former president of the United States. We'll talk about that and more coming up on AM 670 KMZQ.
Tuesday edition, Clay Travis, Buck Sexton Show, continued fallout, Trump legal peril. We'll give you the absolute latest on that.
Whatever happened to Bidenomics, we'll discuss what's really going on and how Trump can capitalize.
9 to noon on AM 670 KMZQ.
Hi, this is Josh Levitt, and I'm running for Nevada State Senate District 18 because I believe in a brighter future for each and every one of us. Together, we will move forward innovative solutions to diversify the economy, improve our schools, cut wasteful spending, and improve our healthcare infrastructure. I'm not just a candidate. I'm a lifelong Nevadan with a track record of getting things done. From being a champion for small businesses to advocating for better access to healthcare, I'm exactly the representative you need in Carson City. I bring years of experience in business as a chief information officer, an entrepreneur, and community builder with a history of working with legislators on education and workforce development policies. Join me in this journey to build a better Nevada. Your vote on June 11th will ensure there is choice in education, our families have access to quality health care, and our community thrives. Together, let's shape a future we can all be proud of. Visit joshfornevada.com to learn more about my vision and how you can get involved. I'm Josh Levitt, and I approve this message. Paid for by Josh Levitt for Nevada.
Pro Price Cooling and Heating has you covered for all your cooling and heating needs. Call 702-742-3310 or go online at ProPriceAC.com to book your appointment. Get a 21-point inspection and a spring tune-up and cleaning for only $49. That's $130 value for only $49. Make the call, 702-742-3310. We offer Rheem products that are tested, trusted, and tough with a 10-year warranty on parts and labor. For the right price, call Pro Price, 702-742-3310. Just let them know we sent you. For the right price, call Pro Price.
They will stop at nothing to destroy our country from within. High inflation, chaos at the border, pro-terrorist rallies on college campuses. This is not the America our founding fathers envisioned for us.
Hi, I'm Lieutenant Colonel David Flippo, and I'm running for Congress to fight back against this liberal insanity. Nevadans are tired of watching our country and our state being destroyed by radical liberals and career politicians. Some politicians will go so far to win, they will switch parties when it's convenient. I've been a lifelong conservative Republican who spent 24 years fighting for this country in the United States Air Force. I spent my career defending the country I love, and I am stepping up once again to stop them from taking over our party, our state, and our country. But I need your help to win this fight. Go to electdavidflippo.com for more information. And together, we can flip Nevada red. This is David Flippo, and I approve this message. Paid for by the committee to elect David Flippo.
When planning a celebration of life for yourself or a loved one, there are no dress rehearsals and no reset buttons. That's why getting every detail exactly right the first time is so important. When you plan with us, you're choosing a partner defined by professionalism, compassion, and attention to detail that is second to none. And we stand behind that promise with a 100% service guarantee. We're Palm Mortuaries and Cemeteries. Find us at dignitymemorial.com.
See associate for details.
The world has fallen apart with the disastrous decline of our government, our cities, and our lives brought on by Joe Biden and his radical Marxist handlers. Hi, I'm Dr. Jeff Gunter, 110% behind President Trump, former U.S. ambassador, a dedicated physician for over 28 years in Nevada, and now I'm taking on the radical liberal Jackie Rosen for the U.S. Senate. We've seen wars around the world, from Ukraine to Israel. America's next, and we need to stop it. We need to close our borders and institute the largest deportation program in U.S. history. We absolutely need to throw them out. We need to be energy independent and not reliant on those who hate America. Like I always say, drill, baby, drill. President Trump needs your help, and so do I. This is a political war on the home front, but we will win. Visit drjeffgunter.com to learn more, and let's take back our country, and let's take back the U.S. Senate. I'm Dr. Jeff Gunter, candidate for U.S. Senate, and I approve this message, paid for by Dr. Jeff Gunter for Senate.
Stories bring questions. On News 3 Live at 5 and 6, you'll get answers to questions that you're asking.
I ask for further comment today.
Using all our resources with a news gathering process that's open and transparent.
So important to our community.
That's how News 3 serves our community. Because no comment doesn't get to be the end of the story. News 3 Live at 5 and 6 on all your devices.
Broadcasting live from the world-famous Las Vegas Strip, this is Live and Local with Kevin Wall on AM 670 KMZQ. Talk radio done right.
Let's go! Bucks further down the street with the green pool way down low.
This hour of Live and Local brought to you by Americans for Prosperity. Jonathan Turley, smart dude. He's the George Washington University legal professor. And he had this reaction to the appeals reduction, the court decision yesterday. This was Jonathan Turley yesterday. Give it a listen.
What's next here after he pays the $175? Because this appeals court could come back and decide to reject his appeal.
Well, that's right. You know, the problem with the original trial decision is really twofold. One is, did he engage in fraud? You know, the real estate market is rather infamous for undervaluing and overvaluing assets when it comes to loans and taxes. This is a ubiquitous problem in the area. But let's assume that there was over or undervaluation that occurred here. The question then becomes the penalty, which adds a new problem because the judge showed no restraint at all and just imposed a figure that most of us believe is absurd. I mean, when you drill down on that figure, there's nothing there. There is a lot of speculation. But since you didn't have anyone that lost a dime, since the so-called victims wanted to get new loans from the Trump Corporation, this figure really is quite grotesque in its size, and it does raise constitutional issues. So the Court of Appeals has to look not just at ultimately, and there's been a couple of appeals, so these have been divided up, but you have the merits issues that have gone before the Court of Appeals. You're now going to have those questions about the size of this penalty. I can't imagine this penalty being sustained by the appellate court. It was incredibly excessive, and I do believe that Engron had to know that by adopting such a huge figure, it would have been difficult for Trump to appeal his decision without selling property.
Jonathan Turley, yesterday, Fox News Channel, we'll be hearing more